I'm Ross.
Hi, I'm Alan.
And we fix everything.
So today we watched Teen Titans: The Judas Contract, which is a animated DC movie about Teen Titans. Came out in 2017. We found it on Hulu, and I thought it was pretty good.
You know, I want to give a little background here, okay. Ross. While we were watching this, you pointed out that there were two other Teen Titan TV shows.
Yeah.
And I had not watched, I haven't seen any of the Teen
Titans
shows.
Oh, right. I saw the old one, the original one. I haven't seen Teen Titans Go.
Right. So I think it's important to mention that because this movie does a fairly good job of standing by itself.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I know the characters, but I don't know that storyline.
Right. It was a little different. There were a little different changes in the roster.
Sure.
From the show to the movie.
Sure.
But I think they were good changes.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like at that point, Justice League, the movie was coming out, so they didn't want to put Cyborg in the Teen Titans and the Justice League.
Right.
So they put in Blue Beetle instead. Beast Boy was there. They had Nightwing and Robin, which was a little confusing, but it was also well done.
I thought it was really well done. Yeah. You know, given the other DC animated movies, this one fit in with all of those storylines.
Yeah.
You know, where we see Batman go find his son. And
right.
Then his
but they didn't even show Batman. But we all understood, like, oh, this is like a Batman storyline.
Right. Right. So I thought, and I concur with you, it was a very well done movie.
Yeah. So it starts off a little weird, I think.
Yeah, that was my first thought, too.
So it starts off really cool. It's like a younger Teen Titans, like when they first started out.
Like the original team, kind of.
And they're fighting these, like, alien things that are trying to attack this girl. It's clearly an alien.
Right.
And then they save her, and that's the intro.
And then that's the intro. It was, and then we flash forward a few years.
Right.
But they don't even really tell us that.
They don't tell us that, and then it's like all of these people are either grown up or just a new team.
Right. They're like, where did the Lady Wasp go?
Right. Where did, Yellow Flash go?
What happened to Flash?
Or the Kid Arrow guy.
Right, Speedy.
Yeah.
So that was a little confusing. So I think that's where we need to start with our first fix.
Okay, the first fix.
And I actually had kind of a thought. Instead of that whole intro, we actually kind of sort of make this more about Terra.
Yeah.
The Earthbender character.
Well, she's one of the focal points of the
right.
Her whole story arc kind of.
That's this movie.
That's the movie, right.
So
it's her story arc.
Instead of like starting off building a romance between two side characters.
Right, they're the leaders of the team, but we could see that.
Right.
We've seen that established.
So let's start with Terra's horrible history. Like, let's see that. Right, because they flash back to her being imprisoned and then tortured.
She's in Russia, right?
I got that, yeah.
Okay.
But so she didn't have a Russian accent or any sort of European
weird.
Accent.
Yeah,
she should have had a European accent.
But there was like a PTSD kind of thing where like something would happen and it would trigger her and you would see these memories, but then that's all we got.
Right. So let's open the movie with that where she gets roped and drug around and then almost killed, but let's not see who saves her.
Right.
Right?
Like let's see her being left for dead and then...
Right, and
like
then
Teen Titan, you know, then they got the title card.
And then...
Or I see like somebody step up, but that's all you see.
Right. Right,
Teen Titans, like a boot. Right.
Right? We just see a black boot.
And then when you go back in after the Teen Titans title card, you can see the team, and Terra's on the team. And you're like, whoa, how did she get from there to there?
And after the title card, we go to
her
meeting
the team. Yeah.
Right? Them reaching out to her, or her reaching out to them. I want to know, she's the new girl on the team. How did she get there? They just kept saying that,
but they never told us how she got
there.
Right.
Like, it was cool to see the one-year anniversary, and it was cool to see, like, the team...
Being a team.
Right, the team. They were talking about family and how they included her. I want to know how they met.
Yeah.
That's how that movie should have started.
Okay. Because there was really no backstory, but that was her story.
Right.
And I don't know if she's in other things. Like, does she have her own comic series, or is she just...
She just in that movie?
Was she introduced during that movie?
And I'm going to jump ahead here. Did she die? Did they rescue her?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I'm a little confused on that.
Yeah, I thought she died, but then there was that end scene that where
right.
the question's so, like, well, did she?
If she's supposed to die, I actually have, if we want to jump all the way to the end.
Yeah, let's do that.
So, to continue, to let's make this movie the Judas Contract, because it was her contract. Yes. She's the Judas.
Right, that's true. Okay, so, in the... I didn't even think about that.
She's the Judas.
I was thinking... Okay, that's great. I love this. This is so good. Okay, there's not much to fix in this film.
No, there's not. But so she's the Judas, so she has... Let's keep it a secret that she's gonna betray the team. Right. Let's actually have the audience realize that before the team does.
Yeah.
So that we get that suspense buildup, mm-hmm. right? But then at the very end, she never actually chooses to be on the Teen Titan team.
Yeah.
So you could go one of two ways, the way I see it. One, right before she gets betrayed and sold to the weird church people.
Yeah.
She has to choose the team.
Right. She has to be a part of this contract, this mission to get all the Teen Titans. But right. then she has to be like, well, no.
Right.
I was thinking, like, put a failsafe in there. So, like, they all have the Teen Titans, but then she has the button that releases them or something.
Right.
So she is going along with the plan. You think that she's still evil, but then she actually saves the day.
Right.
She chooses the right path and saves the day.
And I'm okay with her choosing the right path and then Deathstroke being ready to betray her. Like,
right.
He's been watching this girl a year, manipulating uh-huh. her. Like, it'd be cool if he knew she would... If Deathstroke was prepared for Terra to betray him,
but she
chose the team anyway.
Right.
Or, and I think this would go more with the adult theme of this movie.
It's very adult. It's not a kid's movie at all.
Yeah, FYI. So, at the end of the movie, plays it out, she actually sacrifices herself to save the team, not to kill Deathstroke.
But just to save the
but
team.
But she has to do something to save the team. She does something where she knows she's going to die. She chooses to die to save the team. And they have to keep going on and fighting.
Fighting Deathstroke and whatever else
and
they need to deal.
God,
okay,
priest,
so... Well, they kind of did that where she made the building collapse, but she allowed them to get out. But that was to get rid of Deathstroke.
But there was no... go ahead, I'm sorry.
She should have just... been targeting the Jesus dude, not the Jesus.
Yeah,
the guy
there
dude.
There was no weight to that. She was dying because she had been used and she had been betrayed and she was embarrassed.
He was really cool. I wish they did more with him. They had that, like, they alluded to it like halfway through the movie, like, oh, there's, you know, Deathstroke's working. Well, it was the other way around. We saw him first,
right?
Then we realized that Deathstroke was working with them. Then we realized that Deathstroke was working with them and Terra. But then afterwards, it was like, I got all the Teen Titans powers, and they had a big fight, and that was it.
Yeah, that's so funny, Ross. That is my next note.
Okay.
That in-fight scene was super anticlimactic.
It was like, a cool fight scene. The way he got all the powers and looked like... It was,
each
it
part
so
of
good,
it was
it?
So awesome.
But
he
then,
was a great bad guy.
But then it was focused on Terra, which we should be, but it should be focusing on Terra doing the right thing rather than just... trying to survive.
Right.
Like trying
that's
to kill
what I'm him. Saying. Yeah. She needed to sacrifice herself to beat him or something. To add weight to it.
Right.
There was no weight in fighting the God Priest.
No.
Like, I knew they were going to beat him.
Right.
There was...
Is Terra on our side or not?
Right. And so, if she dies defending the Titans, maybe he's got a whole... Maybe the evil priest has a whole army...
Yeah.
And they're about to beat up the Titans after the priest dude has already beat him up. Something to give Terra an excuse to overextend her powers or choose the Titans and sacrifice herself. And now that's what rallies the Titans to go kick this priest's butt.
Okay.
Right? I mean, I hate to call back to an old trope, but just like in Avengers when they needed Coulson...
Right.
To rally the team.
She needed to be the catalyst to get them rallied.
Even though
they're already rallied, but they...
Well, because they kind of got their butts kicked.
That's true.
Right? Like, he was... The priest guy, whose name we should know, was kicking the crap out of him.
I don't know if they gave him the name.
Blood.
Blood. The blood.
Brother blood.
Yeah, because they... Brother Blood. There was a... Okay, so the other thing I wanted to fix was some of the weird... Like, there's not... It's not a Japanese thing, so there's not dubs, but there are some weird, like, vocal things, like, where somebody would be like, ha!
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, almost like it was a... Like you said, an anime.
Right. Or when he was, like, becoming the god... He's like, praise me, and they're like, praise you.
Yeah, it was. There were a couple of linguistic problems for sure. And then let's see, what else do I have? I think that's.
No. There's one scene.
Oh yes, there's one scene. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so there's one scene where all the Titans are caught, and they thought they killed Nightwing, but you know he's Nightwing. You don't just kill Nightwing. But you also don't block a bullet with a piece of wood
at
point blank. But, you know, it's Nightwing. So, anyway, so he's sneaking into the base to release the Titans.
Right.
And you see this, like, truck pull up and go, like, through the secret door. And then it zooms in on the bottom of the truck. And you just see, like, Nightwing's face pop out.
Well, it just lowered down for, like, a second.
Yeah.
And then raised back up.
Yeah, and he just, like, is, like, sitting there, like, what up?
Yeah, literally, the whole point of that was, like, hey, audience, Nightwing is on this truck.
It would have been cool to just see him show up.
I was thinking, what if you just had the truck rolling down the road, and right before the truck got to the road, we just see him roll out onto the pavement?
Right.
And then isn't on the road anymore when the truck passes. Just a real quick.
Okay, that'd be cool.
A real quick. Because
that's more action scene kind of thing. Like he rolls out.
Right.
Boom, boom, boom.
Right. It also gives us a little dramatic. Mm-hmm. He's literally laying on the road in front of this truck. Mm-hmm. Like that's a little scary. Now we know Batman and Nightwing and Robin.
Right.
Pick up rides on the bottom of cars all the time.
That's their thing.
Right. But at least it would have been a little dramatic. It wouldn't have been so lame.
Yeah. All right, so there's one more. What was I gonna say? I totally forgot what I was gonna
say. Oh no!
There's one thing that I wanted to talk about. Oh yeah, so I didn't see the betrayal coming from Tara.
Right.
It made sense after they revealed it.
Right.
But then, like you pointed out halfway through the movie, that there was a part where Blue Beetle, like his symbiote thing, was like targeting her, and everyone's like, "Why are you targeting her?" It's like, "Oh, he's going crazy." But then you realize that Tara was actually the bad guy, and it was targeting the threat. And you realize that the Blue Beetle's not the bad. He's not the
right.
He's not the bad guy. You know?
Right.
He's not as crazy as you may think. So I thought that was really well done.
That was great foreshadowing. It might not have hurt to point out that foreshadowing
later on when
once they realize she's bad, like maybe not say it straight out, but it could have been a conversation between Jaime and the Blue Beetle,
right? Just building that character a little bit more, because one of the good things about this is I think that everybody had their share of screen time.
Oh, that was so well done.
It was perfectly paced.
Yeah.
Everyone had like their little story arc,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the payoff. There's a payoff for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. It was very well done.
So who was your favorite on the team?
Well,
or in the movie in general?
In this movie, on the team, I think Raven was my favorite.
Yeah.
She kind of has this mysterious...
Yeah,
like,
they didn't really go early into her. She was like, oh, her dad's a demon.
Right,
and that's
got
the gem.
Demon
so, there
forehead
you go.
Gem, which is cool. But I like her character development because she didn't actually have character development.
Yeah.
Like, there was no progression to her story in this movie. But she still managed to grow a little, like, come out of her shell and share herself a little
bit.
Like where a lot of the other characters...
Like, at the end, she got her little puppy.
Right. A lot of the other characters had big growth moments.
Yeah.
Beast Boy got his first kiss.
Yeah, and then and then realized that you can't trust everybody that you like.
Right. Jaime gets to see his parents at the end of the
because
show.
He's learning how to control the symbiote.
Right.
What's her name? Corey or Starfire, whatever her name is,
right.
and Nightwing move in together, and they realize that they need to leave the team so other people can lead the team.
Right. And so that's movement and growth.
Damian Wade takes a shower, you know.
But even he got a puppy at the end, you know,
that's true.
Like
that's true.
They like you kind of made a joke of it, but that does show like he's he's growing and becoming less of League of Assassins and more Teen Titan.
Yeah.
Right? And even Deathstroke pointed out, your team is making you weak.
Uh-huh. But is it making him weak or is it making him stronger because he's a part of a team?
Right, and I would have liked a little go back to that because if Deathstroke beats the crap out of him several times.
Deathstroke basically gets everybody.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Which was great, but we never come back to that. Well, no, my team makes me stronger, not weaker. Uh-huh. Which is a common theme in DC and Marvel movies.
Yeah.
The team makes us stronger, not weaker. I mean...
Yeah.
So, a little bit more from him. So, it was nice to see Raven, even though she didn't have any big reveals or big growth.
She was just a cool character to have there.
She was just, like, cool, steady. It was fun. Mm-hmm. I also like seeing her get really mad at the end of the thing.
Yeah.
And, like, release the demon. But,
like, be really a demon.
Right? Yeah. I would have liked more, like... It would have been cool if the team had been a little bit afraid.
But I've been like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen?
Right.
We've never seen this before. What's going on?
Right. Like, she releases the demon and like...
Are we all going to die?
We're all going to die. Yeah, that would have been... I think overall, more weight would be my one critique for this.
Yeah.
There was a lot of payoff. A lot of little character growths, which was great.
Yeah.
Super entertaining, fun... Mm-hmm. But a little more weight to the action.
Yeah. Also, at the end, they pulled out all the stops. And they got Kevin Smith in this movie.
That's Kevin Smith.
I don't know how
they
worked in that Kevin Smith has a podcast about superheroes, but he's in the movie.
Right?
He's the end scene, basically.
Yeah, more or less.
Yeah. So, would you watch it again?
I would totally watch this
again. Is it on your ultimate shelf of movies?
No, it is not on my ultimate shelf of movies.
I feel like there's a lot of those DC movies, and if you put all of them on the shelf, it'd be a really big shelf.
Right.
But I did enjoy it.
I would go as far to say, as far as comic book cartoon movies?
Yeah, that's one of the better ones.
It's one of the better ones.
So you'd put it like a sub-shelf.
Yes.
Like comic book cartoon movies, Teen Titans... And the Judas contract.
I might even go just comic book movie.
Okay.
It goes on the shelf.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, it was way solid. I mean, it was way better than Iron Man 3.
That's true. Yeah, it was better than a lot of the bigger movies that came out. All right. So, yeah. Hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. Keep listening. Subscribe. Give us a review. And,
let us know what you think.
Yeah.